السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah ta'ala grant you and apa afiyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take great work of deen from you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with good health. Mufti sahab, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the first of Zulqa'dah, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak and majority of the countries, today is the second of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Al-Sabah, and verses number 20 and 21. To understand today's lesson, we should know that when Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala expel Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer from Jannah and Paradise due to his jealousy, pride, defiance and arrogance, so he, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer said, Qala, Satan said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ, that by your honor, O Almighty Allah, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, I am going to lead all of them astray, all humanity and so forth. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except those servants of yours who are very, very sincere, devoted, dedicated. Chapter number 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verses number 82 and 83. So now we see in today's lesson, chapter 34 and verses 20-21. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ. And indeed, definitely, surely, wow, mustanafa, wow, atifa, a new sentence or in conjunction with the previous sentence. لَقَدْ لِلَّهِ, and by Almighty Allah. قَدْ صَدَّقَ, that the Satan, Iblis, he had confirmed and established alayhim. So Satan, Lucifer, has established upon his cronies, comrades and friends, Iblis. Iblis means the one who has despaired now. He knows that he will never enter Jannah and Paradise. ظَنَّهُ, his opinion, his thoughts, he has beautified everything. And now he told human being that you must follow me. Now, if we just take today's statistics, 8.2, 8.4, whatever you want to say, 8 billion plus people, remember, are on this earth. And from there, 7 billion are astray. 1 billion, 1.2 or so are Muslim. And from there, devoted, dedicated Muslim. That's another story. So you will see the absolute majority, Iblis has confirmed and established to them his ideas, his, you understand, ideas and concepts and so forth and so on. And he has said it and they believed him. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ, and they followed him immaculately. How they followed him? They followed him, remember, with democracy, capitalism, secularism, Zionism, and all these isms you find today, socialism, communism, and so forth. Illa fariqam min al-mu'mineen, except for a small group of the true believers. Therefore, it's very important that daily we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Oh, beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day of Friday and the first of Zulqadah, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, chapter 3, verse number 8. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the radiance and effulgence of Iman and Hidayat. And grant us from your side, Ya Allah, the special mercy to envelop and encompass us. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, you are the best of giver, Ya Allah. Then we have to always make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. At the time of death, we leave this world with Iman and Islam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious people. Almighty Allah says, O human being, O masterpiece, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ, and he, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, has no authority over you, but you wanted to accept his invitation. Therefore, on the day of justice, when he delivers khutbatun batra, do you know what is khutbatun batra? Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, our beloved teacher in Makkah Mukarramah, buried in Istanbul, taught me the term. He said, "Hadi khutbatun batra," that this is a khutbah that is batra. Batra means ba-ta, ra, alif, hamza. A khutbah, a sermon without bismillah, without alhamdulillah, without praising Almighty Allah. So this is the sermon with no barakah, no blessing. Satan delivers the sermon on the day of justice. Chapter number 14 and verse 22. What did he say? وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Subhanallah. The glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Here Allah says that he had no sultan, no authority, no power, sovereignty over you. And then in chapter 14, verse 22, what does he say? Satan himself says, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I have no authority over you. But what I did, I gave you da'wat, I gave you invitation, come to the casino, come to the porn, come to the castle lager, come to the drugs and come to the alcohol and meet the girlfriend, boyfriend, mistress and premarital, extramarital affairs. First the jabatum li, and then you were the one who responded positively to me. Today on the day of justice, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. O human being, don't blame me, but blame yourself. You see that? So that is Satan, how he beguiles and deceives people. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ. Almighty Allah's knowledge was, is, will always be. It's all-encompassing, all-embracing. So whenever Allah says نَعْلَمَ, so it means لِنُزْهِرَ. But except that we expose. إِلَّا except لِنَعْلَمَ لِنُزْهِرَ. So that we expose. مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ and مِمَّنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَكْ. That we expose and show you who are the people who have the true belief structure. They believe in all the articles of faith and who are the people who are minha fi shak, and the people who got doubt regarding the year after. They rejected the scientists, the professors, the secularists, the capitalists, and so forth, the Zionists, and so forth. So whole lot dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. They are in shak, in doubt. Balhum fi shakim minha, balhum minha amun. Just see the Quran if you understand it, the glory, the beauty. They are not only in doubt, but they are blind. Blind, spiritually blind. They might think that the greatest intellectual and so forth, but Almighty Allah states in chapter 27, Surah Naml, the end, and verse 66, بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. There's it there. Their knowledge regarding the year after is punctured. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا amun. Allah used the word بَلْ in this one verse 3 times and thrice. So they are knowledge punctured, not solid knowledge. They got doubt regarding the year after. Nay, they are totally blind spiritually. Their hearts are also blind, saturated with kufr and blasphemy and shirk and polytheism and shirk and doubt. وَرَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all guarding of everybody, everything. Who is guarding, protecting the heavens and the earth? Who is making the sun rise, sun to rise on that specific time, not 1 second before, not 1 second after? Sunset, full moon, new moon. See, we see we in the new moon phase. Look at the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language, Muslim. Don't suffer from a complex. Get out of that inferiority complex. We have the best and we want to share it with the rest. Come read the dua. هلال خير ورشد هلال. Do you know what's the meaning of hilal? Hilal means raf'us sawt, to raise your voice. And hilal, the technical term, will mean the first 3 days, you call it hilal. So today, now Friday, Saturday, Sunday is hilal. Thereafter, every 3 nights, the name changes. And when it is the full moon, then it is called Laylatul Badr, Chodwi Rat Ki Chand, the full moon, the 14th night. So show me any language in the world that has such richness, such magnanimity, and such excellence and eloquence like the Arabic language. Hasha wa kalla, you will never ever find. So that is why the Quran Sharif Arabic, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke only Arabic, Ahlul Jannati, and in Jannah and Paradise everybody will speak Arabic. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today first Zulqadah, South Africa, Southern Africa, and in other parts of the world, 2nd of Zulqa'dah, GG, the Gaza genocide. So BB comes out all guns blazing. He says, we will fight alone. Even if America doesn't give us the heavy weapons, we will fight with our nails. Come on, BB. Hamas have defeated you. And you know that. You humiliated disgrace in the whole world. The other donkey, Bennett. Bennett said one day, when he was interviewed by Mahdi Hassan, he said, what is the problem? I killed many Arabs. So what is the problem? No problem in that. So Palestinians, Hamas, Jihad Islami, Hezbollah, Ansarullah, kill many Jutlas and send them to hell. So what is the problem, Bennett and Bibi? No problem. Remember, we use your same analogy. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And you know you have lost. And your own chap, who is the main spokesman of the IDF, Hagari, the Shaitan, he's going to be a harami soon. He said to fight in Gaza. I'll send it out today. You will listen and you'll get everything today, inshallah. So he said to fight there in Gaza is one of the most difficult wars a person can experience. Who will make these kind of statements? People who are losing. Let's go to Sweden. The Eurovision is there. Eurovision means song and dance, and they have going to have the razzmatazz and the glitz and the glamour, where they're going to sing and all the vices, wine, dine and swine. So the Israeli contestant is there, the female. She was booed, she was jeered and humiliated in front of thousands and millions of people, because it's all live on TV. 80,000 Palestinians have left Rafah due to the Israeli attack there in Rafah. And United Nations says the civilians are desperate and remember they have nowhere to go. Israel killed civilians with US arms. Biden had to confess and admit that as well. Remember that Argentina, thousands of people are protesting and there was a whole strike. The metro was on strike, the buses were on strike. And it's a crazy country. I've been there 5-6 times, Buenos Aires, Mar del Plata, and various other places. Beautiful, just like South Africa. December time is summer and June, July is winter. And 300%, you must remember, inflation, the highest in the world and so forth. So there at the Eurovision, inside and outside, there were thousands of pro-Palestinians. These are whiteys, eh? Remember, non-Muslims, stop the genocide, stop the genocide, free Palestina from the river to the sea. The global revolution goes on. The revelation, the Quran Sharif, and the Sunnah Mubarakah is revelation, and that motivates and inspires people to the revolution. Stormy is making storms there. Trump is seeing stars daytime. The harami can't look after his own rifle. So Stormy Daniels, the high-class prostitute, she clashes with Trump's lawyers. That makes the headlines also. Can you believe that? Pope, I challenge you, Pope, if you can find me one pope or one priest or one pastor throughout the world who can read the Bible in the original language by memory from cover to cover, we will bring 1 million people for you. 1 million is minimum. That who will read the noble Quran, the cover to cover in the original language by memory. You can't bring one. The Jutlas, the Jews can't bring one rabbi, not one chief rabbi. So Pope announced yesterday 2025 will be a holy year. What does he mean, holy year? Every quarter century, so they will have more exhibitions and so forth there in the Vatican. I wonder, will they show all the pedophilia that they busy with, where they are going to have and all that, where the priest was busy, where the monk was busy with the nun, and they had some monkey business going on. Our Pope, I can challenge you and all that. Putin warns the West and France and all of them, come nearer to me and I'm going to blow all of you with my nuclear and my submarines. Now we have the biggest donkey, MBS. Listen to MBS stories. Sammin kalbak ya'kulka. See how they bribe people. Listen carefully, you Muslims. And listen carefully, you Salafis, you scholars for dollars who have sold your soul to the Satan and Shaitan, and you're the disgrace to the Ummah. $500 billion. He's going to build the line. And this is the futuristic city called Neom. They can't even build 10 miles now. But they say by 2030 they will have it. Nothing will be done. So there was one colonel. And this colonel, Rabi was told, if anybody resists, you must kill him. So they killed and murdered Abdul Rahim Huwaisi. They murdered him. And Colonel Rabi split before this invasion couldn't take place. There in Ula and there next to Tabuk. I've been to all these places. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, when he spilled the beans, that is Colonel Rabi, MBS and them offered him as a bribe to remain silent, £4 million, because he's there in Britain, somewhere England, hiding, £4 million they offered him. And 40 Saudis are detained, and some of them on death row. The Saudi regime, the Kafir regime, non-Muslim regime, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and Harami of the highest order. So remember, says these are terrorists, just like the Israelis. So there in Saudi Arabia, the Hajis are landing. If you write one word on your Twitter account, X account, against Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, then you might be arrested or deported. That is Saudis. When the Western media contacted Saudi Arabia and Neom, they are dead silent. No, nothing, no news. So see how humiliated this grace. Wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. Today is khutbah by Sheikh Saleh Humaydi. He's a good guy. But remember that they have so much, you understand, authority over them, and they don't want to leave their perks and so forth. So they also to blame. So they can't even say it's one, two words against the Jews and curse them and so forth. So that is what happens, you must remember, bootlicking. I tell you, wallahi, they're not khadimul haramain sharifain, the servants of the haramain sharifain. They are khainul haramain sharifain, the traitors to the Baytullah and to Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara. The schools and hospitals all destroyed in that area for MBS, the harami. For his Niam, the white elephant there. Pilgrims from Pakistan, India, Malaysia, South Africa arrived already, according to the Arab news. And I know today, Saturday, Sunday, many, many South Africans will be leaving. Allah Jalla Wala take you safely. Read 2 rakat salat before you depart. Give out some charity. Make sure that you read your first salat whilst you're airborne. You're going for one hajj and you can't be missing several salats. That means your hajj is a very, very poor quality. Remember that. Now there's Carlson, Tucker Carlson, he's a famous character there in America. One side Stormy Daniels exposing Trump. So Tucker Carlson is exposing Biden. Biden sexually arrested who? Tara Reid. So now he, this Tucker Carlson, he interviewed Tara Reid and she gave all the explosive details. What Joe genocide Biden did and how he sexually arrested her. You call these people leaders, I call them haramis and super terrorists. MIT, the Manhattan Institution of Technology, remembered Dr. Afia, and this will resonate with you if you know Dr. Afia's story. So the Manhattan Institute for Technology, the parking lot was blocked by pro-Palestinian protesters. Well done. America is safe. But Israel is in peril. That's in Haaretz newspaper. Israel police chief says Ben-Gvir just makes him sick. The police chief of Israel says the minister of security, super terrorist Ben-Gvir, makes him sick. He's just shouting and screaming all the time, and it's a nutcase as it is. Ben-Gvir says Hamas loves Biden. That was his tweet yesterday. And what he sent out on his X account, Israel has lost the social media. The world is rising up against America and against Israel and exposing them as war criminals and people who are guilty of genocide. Our programs for today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Aku with Mona Zahid, and then 10 to 10:30 will be Mona Zahid with the nikah announcements. Any one of you have got, you understand, nikah today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or day after, so send us, you must remember, we won't come, don't worry. Just send us the nikah announcement and at 084-786-3132, and inshallah, then Mona Zahid between 10 and 10:30 will announce it. A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. Mustafa sallallahu said, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the masjid, in the mosque, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, and thereafter at 11:17 South African time, the adhan will go there in Makkah Mukarrama. It will be Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, and he will deliver the render the khutbah and salat. I will be in Heidelberg inshallah that time. We will translate the khutbah from Heidelberg, Transvaal, Gauteng, inshallah. And then after, I'll go to the Jummah Masjid there in Heidelberg, our town masjid, the second oldest masjid in Transvaal. Oldest masjid is Kirk Street. And thereafter, mashallah, 12:20 adhan, 12:30 the lecture will start, and we will continue for about 25 minutes, half an hour, then khutbah and salat and so forth. Tonight, inshallah, we'll be Masjidur Rahman, and that is there in Heidelberg Township, you know, Shalimar Ridge, and inshallah inshallah, after Isha, 7:30 program, and tomorrow after Fajr, Nasiha. So that's our program. Today is Friday, 1st of Zulqa'dah. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, used to say, on the 1st of the month, you must exert yourself. And now, yesterday, I had so many visitors, mashallah. So, but I told them, you must excuse me, I got so much work to do. So, Almighty Allah made it possible. And remember, we fulfill hukukullah, hukukul ibad. So, you must read, O Muslim, Surah Kahf today. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-jumu'ah, adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. That Almighty Allah will grant you nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. If you read and recite Surah Kahf today, the hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. Akthiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-jumu'ah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon me. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawai sabil. Allah guide us all. Mawlana Salim, we have 20 minutes till 6 o'clock, inshallah. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, can you define slavery, and does it still exist? And is it permissible to buy a slave in today's time?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, the problem today is when a Muslim asks a question of this nature, then you know 80%, 90% of the time, this Muslim is suffering from the inferiority complex. He thinks that the West is the best and white is right. So let me explain to you quickly, because we must go through as many questions, and I can't just, you know, give you a detailed answer, but the brief answer is this. You, my brother, you must go to the beginning of the 18th Supara, 18 Jews, and that is the beginning of chapter 23, okay? Chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and it comprises 118 verses, and is the beginning of the 18th Jews. I read for you. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. The true believers are those male and female who guard their private parts. No extramarital, no premarital, no zina, no fornication, no adultery, no gay business, no lesbian. Illa ala azwajihim, they fulfill their lust and passion. You must remember with who? Their spouses, husband, wife, wife, husband, like that. O ma malakat aymanuhum, or what their right hand owns, meaning the master with his female slave. Fa innahum ghayru malumin, there is no blame upon them. So Surah 23, chapter 23, and verses 5 and 6. So how does it work? Take now. Let's just leave United Nations and all this nonsense of theirs. So they are, as George Galloway says, they are pigs with lipstick on it. And I agree with him. That's 100% correct. To all this United States, United Kingdom, United Nations, they all fall in that category. Nevertheless, so let's just take Islamic law situation. One side we have Hamas, one side we have Jihad Islami, on the other side we have the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Jews. So now it's a war situation. Now the Muslims have captured their POWs, right? Prisoners of war. They have our prisoners of war in their thousands. How? That administrative detention, what they call. They can just pick up any Palestinian, arrest him, male, female, or child, and say that, no, we're going to investigate. And that is their detention without trial under apartheid we had in South Africa. That is Israel. Thousands are in jail. So that are hostages on their side. We have their hostages, right? So what can we do with them? We have five options. We kill them. Islamically is permissible. So you must remember, Bennett says, I killed many Arabs. So what is the big deal? No big deal. So we say no big deal. Second one, we forgive them, go. Third one, we tell you, you must pay a ransom. And you pay a ransom, then we give you freedom. So فَإِمَّا مَنَّمْ بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً. Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, right in the beginning. And then number four, that we have مُبَادَلَةُ الْأُسَارَى. So this is what they are doing. Hamas know exactly, Yahya Sinwar knows exactly what they're doing. He says, we will give you your 130, you must give us 10,000. You must give us our 5,000. So then we talk. You understood? So Mubah, irrespective of the numbers, So that is four. Number five is istirqaq. That's the Arabic term. Istirqaq means only people who are apologetic, and those mulvis and sheikhs and imam who are scholars for dollars, they feel very apologetic to speak about it. Quran speaks about it. So you must remember that istirqaq, you make them slaves. So slave is a result and consequence of jihad. And when you are victorious and you have, they are prisoners of war. So all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the Jutlas and the Jews in that time there. So what happened? That Almighty Allah says that you Muslims, what you did, that you took some of them and you took them as slaves, and the others you killed them and so forth. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the Noble Quran regarding the battle of Khaybar in Muharram in the 70th of the Hijrah. I read for you the verse and you see what Quran says. فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا Chapter number 33 and verse number 26. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ Allah Ta'ala put in the minds and hearts of the Jutlas, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda played a prominent role. His title is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. And فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ 93, 94 Jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وَتَأَصِرُونَ فَرِيقًا And then you took many, many of them as slaves, as captives, and so forth. Chapter 33, verse number 26. That is what Islam speaks about. There's no you just go some poor country and you just buy a woman and treat her as a prostitute and do mut'ah as the kuffar Shias are doing, or the prostitution in Saudi Arabia with misyar. So you Salafi scholars, what you going to say now? Your ruler has now started prostitution, wine, dine, and swine, and everything will flow. So you must remember, Islam says all this is haram and not permissible. You, my brother, you want to go and buy slaves, go first for jihad, then you talk about that. Wisdom of it, there will not be any burden on the fiscus. Every person will al-ghunmu bil-ghunmi, al-ghunmu bil-ghurmi, al-kharaju bil-zaman, which means that there will be benefit for both parties. That the benefit for the master is he has extra hands for his farm, for his shop, and the extra benefit for the slave, they got free boarding and lodging, and the government doesn't have to pay anything. Now, in this day and age, I'm asking you, non-Muslims and Muslims alike, what have America done? In Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, more than 30 brothers are there of mine. They were plus my son, has 200 of them, all Sunnis. Not one kafir Shia was there. And what you are doing? You waterboarded them, you tortured them, and you treated them worse than slaves. And you want to come tell me about your democracy and human rights? What you're doing to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? So you have tortured her, you have humiliated her, you tried to humiliate her, sexually assault her, and Allah gives her honor. So that is the revolution you are seeing. People have so seen through America and their Hollywood, Bollywood. People have seen through Israel and their forked tongue and their apartheid Zionist genocide policy. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever.
Mufti Sahab, is post-mortem allowed in Islam?
Not permissible. In Islam, we are not allowed to take the body apart and so forth and so on and call it, you must revend the investigation and so forth. In Islam, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ In Islam, the masterpiece, you must remember, is of Allah's creation, human being. To take the body apart and the cadavers apart and whatever they call it, you must remember, all that is absolutely haram. You must remember, not permissible. Yes, you must remember, as Al-Imam Shafi'i, the genius, said, "Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-baz." Every general common law in Islam you have, you will have certain exceptions and exclusions. A mother has passed away. And now, remember, there is full term, 8-9 months. Now we want to save the life of the baby, the child. So there you do all that. You must remember to save the child's life, the baby's life. So that will be the exception to the rule. But as a rule, it's not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, why do our Jamaat brothers only go to Muslim homes why will it be asked on the day of Qiyamah why we never invited non-Muslims walking past their homes?
Where you found that? Show me where it's mentioned in the Quran or in the Sunnah that they'll be asked like that. You mustn't come and bring things that you don't know about. What the Tabligh Jamaat is doing, Jamaatul Da'wat wa Tabligh, is the best work in the entire world. Remember that. You can quote me anywhere, anytime, any place. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You must remind the believers, because this reminding is the best and very beneficial for the believers. So that is what is enshrined in the noble Quran. وَذَكِّرْ make تَذْكِيرْ to remind believers. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That remember that this reminding one another is very, very beneficial. Chapter 51, Surah Zariyat and verse 55. You got that? I'm asking you, the Tabligh Jamaat goes, 4, 5, 6, 8 of them. Okay? My brother-in-law is here. He went in Jamaat to Cape Town. So they went to all the Muslims. If people, my sister is here, my brother-in-law are here. So I'm asking you, if non-Muslims ask them question, what is going to answer? He's not Hafiz, he's not Alim. So that is the function of the ulama and people. Now you made a statement which is totally wrong, it's against the Quran. So you must remember that people think just the name is Bilal and they think like Bali. The name is Maryam, but they think like Mary. So we need to be very, very clear. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran. So what does Almighty Allah teach us? That remember that when the non-Muslims become non-Muslim, so they stay non-Muslim, so yes, we must make all the da'wat and tabligh. But they don't embrace Islam. So tabligh, what we are doing, nice tabligh, non-Muslims are listening. They don't embrace Islam, I can't be held responsible. You can't be held responsible. Chapter number 34, the surah we are doing now, verse number 25. Everything I'm giving you answer from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. You will not be questioned of the crimes we have committed, and we will not question you about them. So it means that when non-Muslims commit crimes, kufr, shirk and so forth, you will not be asked about it. That is what Quran is saying. So that's an emotional argument that people come to run down the Jamaat and so forth. Yes, we must make da'wat tabligh, but no non-Muslim can come and tell us tomorrow, you are guilty, therefore I committed kufr and I committed shirk and he committed kufr. No, you are responsible once you are sane and mature for your own deeds. Don't try and use the blame game, brother. So in India and China, billions of people come and tell the Muslims you are responsible. No, you are responsible for your kufr and shirk and everything else.
Mufti Sahib, is Aqiqa incumbent on a revert? Who determines which mazhab they should follow?
Remember that Aqiqa is not compulsory, it is sunnah even for a person who's born a Muslim and so forth. But the same time we will say you embraced Islam at the age of 10 or the age of 15, 20, 25, 40, 50. So you are sane and mature. So according to Shafis and them, there is no Aqiqa. La Aqiqata ba'd al-bulugh. There is no Aqiqa after you reach the age of maturity, puberty. Hanafi say yes. So we will say it is precaution and better for you, my brother, that you go and do the aqiqah. Your name was Tom, Dick and Harry. Now you became Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali or whatever. So mashallah, you got the means. So slaughter 2 goats or 2 sheep and so forth. So that will be highly meritorious and virtuous, but not compulsory. Okay. Regarding the madhab and so forth, so you must remember, we all believe in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah. We believe that every Sahabi, companion, student of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. Chapter 57, verse number 10. Wa kullu wa'adallahu al husna. And every Sahabi, Sahabi means he lived with Iman, he passed away with Iman, he met the Master alayhi salatu salam in the state of Iman. or saw the Master alayhi salam in the state of Iman and passed away with Iman, that's a Sahabi radiallahu anhu warda. So remember, for them is Jannah. Then we believe in the Awliyaullah, the great, great people, Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, and Junaid Baghdadi, and all of them. I went to their Mubarak Kubur and Mazar. Therefore, my name is Abdul Qadir, name after Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Then, on secondary issues, on subsidiary issues, then we have difference of opinion, not based on our worms, fancies, and desires, but based on Quran Sharif and Sunnah and so forth and so on, to make life easy for this Ummah. So wherever you are here in Johannesburg, you follow the Hanafi school. You are there in Cape Town, you will follow the Shafi school. You are there in North Africa and so forth, you will follow the Maliki school, like that. You are there in Makkah, Medina, or somewhere there, you follow the Hanbali school. These Salafis, even Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, originally is Hanbali. So if you know about him and so forth, then they change little bit here and there. So we need to know that, or even Sheikh bin Baz, I got his old, old books. They used to write Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz al-Hanbali. They used to even call them Najdi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for the Najdis, because CMBS and them, all Najdis, haramis, murtads. So that is the wisdom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make dua for them.
Mufti Sahab, this question is from an angry wife. Mufti Sahab, while pelting at the Jamarats, can we pelt our husbands too? Will we get the similar reward as pelting shaitan?
So, mashallah, I thought you're going for Hajj, mashallah, to make dua. Allah Jalla will forgive you and your husband. You want to pelt your husband, then why are you waiting for Makkah, Medina, and Mina? You can pelt him now. So, you must remember this type of thing. Story time. So let's cool down the temperature, my sister. So you see, one brother asked me, Dad, Mufti Sahab, I'm going for Hajj, but I'm taking both my wives. So I told him, my brother, you better have two separate rooms. You don't go and go there to Makkah, Medina, and have one room, and then three beds, one for you and two for your wives and so forth, because when you're finished, they all will be pelting you, you see? So it is not permissible to sleep like that and all that, you, the husband, and one side, one wife, the other side, or not, all haram business that. So, yeah, so sister, your example is like 20 years ago, plus minus. That sister came to me, we all in Ihram in Arafat. She said, I want to make dua, my mother-in-law must die. And do he mari jai, amre, she must die quickly and so forth. So I said, Ben, we are here in Hajj now. Why you don't make dua? Allah create the love and bond between you. So you, my sister, you're going for Hajj. Read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajin. Oh Allah, grant us such our spouses, meaning husband and wife, whoever is making the dua, and such awlad and offspring and children who are the coolness of the eyes. Read that, read Ya Wadudu. Start ta'aleem in your house. You're going this week Sunday, next week Sunday, the following Sunday. So cry to Allah. So you see, therefore Islam did not give the right of divorce to women. Women are very emotional. They will just give talaq every day. So I asked, why you give her talaq? She said, no, he snores too much. You see that? So he must go. And then they'll cry for the rest of their life. So you, sister, leave all that emotional talk and so forth. So you must say, Ya Allah, remove the shaitan from me and remove the shaitan from him. And inshallah, bring us closer and increase the muhabba, mawadda, ulfa, the love, compassion and understanding, inshallah.
Kisab, it's my first compulsory Hajj. My dad left me with inheritance. I'm not married. Can I travel in an all-ladies group only? I have been accredited and due to leave on Monday. What's your advice?
Everything is done and dusted, and then you're asking me. Okay. So you, my sister, your father passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. You should be reading daily for the remainder of your life. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Surah Ibrahim. First story. Second one. If it's first Hajj, you are a female, and Hajj is compulsory upon you, yen mansa dwertas anabra mansa bruat, so you inherited. Very good. Can you go for Hajj or not? As far as you have the means, so, and you don't have a mahram, you're not married, and so forth. So the Shafi'is and the Malikis say yes, you can go. Ma'a jama'atin nisa' istiqat, with a group of ladies that are reliable, trustworthy, because of farz Hajj. Umrah, you can't go. Nafil Hajj, you can't go. Voluntary Hajj. Farz compulsory, mandatory Hajj, you can go. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is and the Malikis. Hanafis and Hanbalis say no, that you cannot go without your husband or without your mahram, your father, your brother, your son. But if you go, your first Hajj will be done, but you will be athima, you will be committing a sin. So what should you do? So you should be writing a will, and in that will you keep 100,000, 150,000 one side, for example, and then you say ABC person must perform my Hajj anil ghair Hajj badal, perform my Hajj, whether it's a male or so forth or female, and that person will perform your Hajj who has performed their own Hajj. So that is the masla. But if you go and you're following the Hanafi and Hanbali, your Hajj will be done, but you will get sin also. Allah make easy for all the Hujjaj. Barakallahu fiqh. Nikah announcement, send it now, quick, 084-786-3132. Barakallahu fiqh. Muhammad Salim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.